Back in 1895, the French brothers Auguste and Louis Lumière invented, patented and screened the first ever moving picture using the cinematograph, the earliest film camera and projector. Just 1 year later, in 1896, the same technology was used to film Pope Leo XIII in the Vatican Gardens, a short section of black and white footage showing the pontiff smiling at the camera and blessing those around him before being driven away in an elegant horse-drawn open carriage. Now you can see that and other clips of films showing popes throughout the 20th century, from Benedict XV to John Paul II, on the website of the Vatican's Council for Social Communications, or in a longer DVD produced by the Council to mark the 50th anniversary of the official founding of the Vatican Film Archive. Currently available in Italian only, the DVD is entitled Immagini del Concilio, or Images of the Council, and is largely dedicated to footage of the Second Vatican Council, announced by Pope John XXIII in 1959, the exact same year that the film library was founded.
Tutto il mondo è rappresentato. Si direbbe che persino la luna si è affrettata stasera, osservatela in alto, a guardare a questo spettacolo.
As officials from the council are keen to point out, the footage is a treasure of great significance, both for people who can recall those watershed years and for younger generations who have only heard or read about it on the pages of their history books.
I remember as a very young child, my grandmother making me watch a TV presentation on Irish TV from Rome, what I now realise was the end of the Second Vatican Council.
Monsignor Paul Tai is Undersecretary of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. He told me more about the history of the film library and these 50th anniversary celebrations.
Well, the film archives were established officially in 1959, the idea being to bring together the various films that existed in the Vatican. Some of them were material that had been made here, early images of popes, starting with 1896, the Lumière brothers filming the then pope, then Leo XIII. Then we've had other images where films were made on site. And over the years, various material had accumulated. That material, as I understand, was beginning to deteriorate in various ways. So the decision was made to have a formal archive where the material could be conserved and then shared as appropriate with various agencies. Also in that context, then began to realise that cinema was becoming ever more popular, that it would also be worthwhile gathering and having a collection of film from outside the Vatican, but film that picked up on various important human, social, spiritual themes, and that could also be seen to represent maybe a way of dialoguing with the world through the medium of cinema.
So you've got over a century of priceless material here. Do you have any idea exactly how much in terms of reels?
I've no idea in terms of reels. I know the kind of our projection, when you ask occasionally how long is it going to take to digitalise it all, that's our project at the moment, trying to digitalise it. One feels that it's a job that'll be going on after my own time as well gone. So no, seriously, it's an issue we're looking at is trying to look for some external assistance and support on doing this job. It has to be done with great sensitivity. The material is very fragile, a lot of it. A lot of the older material has already been digitalised and therefore is much more easily available. So, for example, on the Pontifical Council's website, the images of 1896 are there on the website, and already that attracts a lot of attention. Just the very, very early images. Then I must say, some of the images that I think are particularly strong are the images of the Second Vatican Council.
Cari figlioli, sento le vostre voci. La mia è una voce sola, ma riassume la voce del mondo intero.
Personally, that strikes me in a very strong way because I have a memory as a very young child, my grandmother making me watch a TV presentation on Irish TV from Rome, what I now realise was the end of the Second Vatican Council. And the then RTE commentator was making this point. He said, and if you live to be 100, you'll never see an event like this again. And as a seven-year-old, that struck me very strongly. I don't think I envisaged living to 100, but somehow now that I see those same images, it's extraordinary, the event and the continuity, and that people today can share that, what is, for some of us maybe, a memory but for others is actually something they can't even remember, and but it gives them a sense of the vitality of that occasion.
That's why you've put together a commemorative DVD, haven't you? Tell us a bit about the origins of this.
The idea was we wanted to celebrate the 50th anniversary, and there are very many classical ways of celebrating a 50th anniversary, with a big ceremony, with an academic conference, with a publication. But we said, let's do it in a way that's appropriate to the medium we're talking about. So they developed an idea of commissioning a film, a short film, that uses a lot of the material and also talks a little bit of explaining the rationale. And we've been very lucky. We've come out with what I think is a very attractive one-hour DVD that is a celebration and that has been sent around to people instead of having the traditional academic conference. And it speaks, I suppose, the language that we should be speaking, which is the language of images, and speaks it very powerfully.
It's got some of these very old clips on it, hasn't it, of the Pope's well before the council, but it also largely focuses on the council and the importance, the significance of that today.
Yeah. There is the historical material there, and then there's the focus, the core of the collection would be, I think it's over about 200 hours of film from the Second Vatican Council, including things that maybe we discovered a bit selfishly ourselves first. It's very interesting. We found the actual ceremony for the promulgation of Inter Mirifica, which is the document that in some ways is the inspiration for our own council. So I think that led us to think about the whole significance of the council and having it there. Most people will know the Vatican documents, have read those documents, but to see the people who generate it, to see it the way in which it was done, makes it come alive and see it as something very real, not just a kind of theological moment, but a very real moment in the life of the church. Yeah.
Several hundred hours of material. It must have been an almost impossible task selecting 1 hour.
I think some of the major occasions suggested themselves. Focus on the beginning, focus on the end, probably a little selfishly, a little focus on the materials that talks about our own existence. And then some of the selection material was on the basis of recognising people and people who are still large figures, of finding elements of that. But we entrusted this very much to the director of the film to find the best images, and we guided the historical context. I think what is nice in that is it captures also a lot of the contemporary coverage of the council. So you see the journalists, you see the reporting, you see it happening, you realise that this was an event that had its own intrinsic significance, but also maybe launched a new way of the church dealing with media and being confronted with media.
Mentre Sua Santità sale i gradini del Duomo, è una sola ovazione.
This is a DVD in Italian, but it is going to be translated, isn't it, into other languages?
Yeah, I mean, for the moment it's in Italian. The hope would be to bring it into other languages, obviously English, Spanish, French, to reach the larger numbers of people belonging to our tradition. And the hope is to do that over the next while.
You mentioned earlier that the archives also contain films about the life of the church around the world or other cultural, important cultural and historical documents.
Yeah, I'd say what has happened a little bit on that angle, it's very hard to be absolutely systematic in how you gather material. So I think it's probably not unfair to say that the collection is a little bit eclectical. It reflects the interests of people, but some materials have been sent in to us from different parts of the world. Sometimes if you have filmmakers working here in Rome, and that we've accredited them, then at the end they send us some of their work and material that reflect that. Sometimes we have maybe films of particular cultural value or recognised obvious worth that are sent to us. I'm not sure there's any particular criteria for selecting them, but the interesting issue is that we have this very strong resource. Personally, I've been fine to indulge it. You know, you certainly remember, I saw a film about 25 years ago. I remember there was one that had struck me very strongly 25 years ago, La Messe Finita di Nanni Moretti, which obviously in the English-speaking world was hard, found it here.
Amongst those documents, you've also got some incredibly historical material, haven't you, dating back, again, almost a century.
We have, I think, some of the materials we have. One is a film of the life of St. Francis, made in 1911, I think, and it's a very interesting film because it's more like a pageant filmed. There's no sound. It's black and white. It's very manneristic. It's almost, as our president has said, it's almost like a ballet. But it shows an effort in the Vatican Gardens to produce a film touching already on an historically important figure like St. Francis. And as we know, then subsequently there's been the great tradition of the films of St. Francis from Brother Sun, Sister Moon of Zeffirelli, to the great work of Liliane Caviani, and more recent presentations that show how the figure, and it's interesting to see how different times, different aspects of the figure have appealed. We also have a very interesting documentary, interesting for what it's talking about, but interesting for the style in which it's made, from late 1940s, about, I suppose it's really focusing on the figure of Pius XII, Pastor Angelicus. It's extraordinary, a strong video images of the Vatican and the life of the Vatican, with beautiful high production values that make it a very interesting film as well.
It's well known that you organise showings, private showings, for the cardinals and other Vatican officials.
Yep.
Can you tell us how often that takes place and how do you decide what to show?
Certainly, since I've been working here for about 2 years now, and I think the criteria are very often various people suggest projects to us and they would like us to make them available as presentations. One of the things that I've seen since I've been here, that the ones that certainly have got attention have been, there have been a number of recent biographies, film biographies of popes, and they're obvious figures and they can be shown. Sometimes you get somebody comes along and offers a very important film and says, look, this is one that I think would be of interest. We use our own judgment as to whether there would be the interest and whether the film is the appropriate one. The one I know that it's before my own time, but a lot of attention was given to, was Roberto Benigni's film, Life is Beautiful. It was certainly one that was presented in front of the then Pope, John Paul II, and which I think captured a lot, that this film was one that appealed and was used. But I think in more recent times, sometimes there are obvious ones of founders of religious orders, people of direct interest to the daily life of the church, and that has tended to be in the last 2 years the type of events that have happened.
On October the 29th, 2009, Pope Benedict XVI met with members of the Council for Social Communications, underlining the importance of this film library founded by Blessed John the 23rd.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, quest'anno ricorre il 50° anniversario della fondazione della Filmoteca Vaticana, voluto dal mio venerato predecessore, Beato Giovanni XXIII.
Describing the collection as a rich cultural patrimony for the whole of humanity, the Pope encouraged the Council to continue this work of documenting the progress of Christianity through such images, so that this heritage may be preserved for future generations.
La Filmoteca Vaticana possiede pertanto un ricco patrimonio culturale che appartiene all'intera umanità.
Pope Benedict XVI there speaking to members of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. And earlier you heard Monsignor Paul Tai, Undersecretary of the Council, speaking about the 50th anniversary of the Vatican Film Library. And for further details or a preview of some of the footage contained in the DVD, you can see the Council's website, www.pccs.va.